What is with the hiring of teachers? I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. First, the bipartisan $1 trillion plan to fix infrastructure in America did get through the House of Representatives late last week, with prospects still uncertain for the separate social and environmental package that the president is also pushing. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer is in Washington and is following this. Nancy, first, what is the president, you know, he may see this as the bird in hand, the infrastructure bill. What are its prospects?
Of course, there's money to rebuild crumbling bridges and roads, but there's also funding for public transit, including money for Amtrak to replace aging buses with zero-emission vehicles. There's $7.5 billion to build a national network of chargers for electric vehicles, and money to improve drinking water by removing lead pipes. And the bill also invests $17 billion in the infrastructure of ports, which the Biden administration says will eventually help straighten out kinks in the supply chain.
All right, so much here, but talk to me about the money here for making internet faster in America.
There's $65 billion for that. The White House says that money would ensure that every American has access to reliable high-speed internet. And this has been a problem, David, especially in rural areas. The administration says more than 30 million Americans live in places that don't have at least minimal broadband infrastructure.
All right, infrastructure. But what about the other social and environmental spending package? Still in progress. Briefly, where are things?
It's still in progress. The House did pass a procedural measure on it. It still hasn't held the actual vote. A group of moderate Democrats held that up, saying they wanted a report first from the Congressional Budget Office on how much it'll cost.
All right. Nancy Marshall Genzer, thank you. Now, that jobs report from late last week was stronger than expected, with indeed people piling back into the workforce with COVID infections falling. But one sector that lagged in October, hiring for state and local government jobs, especially public schools, where payrolls dropped by 65,000 when seasonally adjusted. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino looked into that.
October is the third month in a row that local public sector jobs took a hit, says economist Dean Baker with the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
A lot of us had been kind of scratching our heads because I think most analysts had been expecting a big jump, particularly in the education where schools are open again almost everywhere.
But he says there's a lot of competition for labor.
In the private sector, if you want to hire someone, you could raise wages and they could offer bonuses.
Private employers are pulling out all the stops, says Julia Pollack, chief economist at job site ZipRecruiter, offering extra money, new benefits, more flexibility.
And it's happening everywhere, across every industry, with the exception of government. And that's because government hiring is very inflexible.
Salaries and benefits in government often have to go through time-consuming approval processes. But states are flush with hundreds of billions of dollars in federal relief funds, so Pollack expects compensation to start catching up in coming months. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
Let me check my market screens here. The Dow future is up 72 points, 0.2%. But the NASDAQ future is little change, pretty flat right now. Bonds are up with the 10-year benchmark interest rate below 1.49% now. Across the country, a lot of concrete is being poured to make those vast new Amazon warehouses, with that company on track to become the biggest private sector employer in America. Well, how does a big new Amazon facility play out on the ground? Today to Cathedral City in Southern California, population 54,000. Over to Marketplace's Amanda Peacher.
People come to Cathedral City for the mountains and expansive views of the Coachella Valley Desert. Its economy is fueled by tourism.
What is tourism? It's a luxury good.
Stone James works for Cathedral City. We talk outside a coffee shop on a street lined with palm trees. He says, despite the great weather, golf courses, and rocky canyons, the community suffers during economic downturns. About one in five residents live in poverty. So Stone says 152 new Amazon jobs are a good opportunity for locals.
They get full medical benefits, they get a 401k, and they get 100% tuition reimbursement.
Benefits unavailable to many lower-wage workers, like Johnny Lemus, who chatted during his shift at a juice bar.
I was like, oh, I should have got a fly.
Amazon will pay about $17 an hour.
Yeah, that's the first thing I noticed when people are saying, like, oh, they're paying me good, you know.
And that higher pay can put pressure on other employers to increase wages. Chris Turner is one of Amazon's regional directors.
We continue to challenge the status quo and we continue to grow.
But here's the thing. When Amazon comes to town and starts hiring, it doesn't necessarily equal more jobs overall, says Ben Zipperer with the Economic Policy Institute.
What Amazon is doing is kind of changing the mix of employment.
Zipperer says more people might migrate to warehouse positions and leave other sectors.
It's attracting workers that already have jobs, say, at a fast food restaurant or at a retail store.
The new Amazon building is a former Sam's Club that's been vacant for 16 years, across the street from Barrel District Pizza Bar and Kitchen, where Shelley O'Rourke works.
We're really happy to see what it brings and, you know, that I get to return my packages super close now, too.
O'Rourke says she hopes Amazon's new employees will boost business and tip well on their lunch breaks. In Cathedral City, California, I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.